California has long been a land of possibility, from the gold rush to the promise of fertile farmland. People from all over the world have flocked here for the chance at a new life, and that's created some unexpected immigrant communities. One of those was in the state's central and imperial valleys. In the early 1900s, Punjabi men came to the area to plant fruit trees, hoping to make their fortunes in peaches and plums. Family life was important, but restrictive immigration policies made it impossible for them to bring along their wives. So many of them married Mexican immigrant women who worked in their orchards. The marriages created an unlikely subculture of Punjabi Mexicans. And now the children of these mixed marriages are reaching the end of their lives. That's why two Bay Area dance companies joined together to tell the story of this unique cultural overlap. KALW's Sandia Dirks has the story.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then 1.
A semicircle of about a dozen dancers, decked out in fancy boots, are stomping their feet in complex rhythms. But this isn't a typical rehearsal for Ensembles Ballet Folklorico de San Francisco, a troupe that preserves traditional Mexican folk dances. That's because soon, dancers from Dunia Dance and Drum Company jump in, their knees bent wide in the Punjabi style of Indian dance called Bhangra. Each clutches a sop, a percussion instrument that looks like one of those accordion-style coat racks. You bang it together to make a beat.
You guys, the show is in 2 weeks, okay? So this is the time to do it at performance level, right? And performance energy.
That's Jyoti Singh, the artistic director of Dunia. She's gently reminding her dancers to step up their game for the coming performance of Half and Halves. The show marries the dances of Mexico and the Punjab. It tells the story of couples who met and made lives together in California's farmlands in the early 20th century.
A lot of the women were working out in the fields, just barely making it, trying to...
The show's soundtrack includes testimonials, like this one, from the children of those marriages.
They met someone who was kind to them, and offered them a better life, and they took it. But the men were very, very good to their wives, to the last one. My dad treated my mother like a queen.
During the rehearsal, folklorico dancers ritually and elegantly swirl and twirl around a couple, a folklorico bride, and a bhangra groom. Dunia's artistic director, Jyoti Singh, coaches Rajiv Khanna, who's playing the husband.
And you need to really convince us that you like this girl.
See, Khanna is not a professional, but Singh recruited him after he took a few classes at Dunia.
Folklorico dance, yeah, that's really, really tough, actually. Like I was saying, I'm not a dancer, so learning these steps has been kind of like a foreign language for me.
Foreign language is an apt metaphor. Because these couples didn't share a native language, they communicated through English. There were thousands of couples like this, and their children are now in their 70s and 80s. Jyoti Singh and her co-creator traveled across the state to interview them as part of making the show. She says some themes emerged in the interviews.
They talked about farming life and how their fathers felt like California resembled Punjab so much, the landscape.
Even though the mothers were Catholic and the fathers, for the most part, Sikh, they found a way to merge their traditions while still staying true to their religions, like the story of a Sikh father who was cremated and then his ashes laid to rest in the grave next to his wife. Singh says the cultures overlapped and fused in other ways, too.
The food, how it was similar, and how the, you know, their mothers would learn to make rotis and, would put carnitas in their sog. And
carnitas, as anyone who has ever eaten at a taco truck knows, is pork simmered in lard until it melts in the mouth. Sog is a traditional Indian spinach dish made flavorful with garam masala. Now imagine those flavors mixing together. Fusion, whether it is food or interracial marriage, is something we for the most part embrace today. But Singh says for a long time, she thought of it as a thing that's just happening now.
And so to realize that people were doing this so long ago, and especially South Asians who are very insular in terms of marriage and marrying, you know, marrying not only within, okay, you have to be Indian and then you have to be the right religion and the right, you know, caste within that religion and all of those things. And then to me, I thought was unheard of, these kind of mixed couples existing.
Singh's parents are Punjabi. Growing up in the U.S., she says she didn't feel like she belonged in one place or the other.
I feel like that experience of growing up and feeling like, okay, this, you know, I'm not completely Indian, I'm not completely American, you know, that was, I looked at these couples and this history and I was like, wow, people have been negotiating this for a really long time. And now I'm married to a Ghanaian and my daughter is half West African, half South Asian.
The dancers are also juggling the dance culture they know with the new one that they are learning. All of the Indian dancers kept trying to move their hands, says Ballet Folklorico dance director Zenon Baron. But that just isn't how they do it in Mexico.
In our culture, we do a lot of footwork, but we never use the arms a lot. So most of the time we use the arms down or on the back.
Folklorico dancer Meredith Bellany says that means they have to watch each other for cues.
It's different. You have to use your body in a different way that's not always familiar. And we're doing their pieces. We're looking at them. When they're doing our pieces, they're looking at us.
The thing is, that description of dancing, it sounds a lot like falling in love. When you meet someone, you often look to them to see how to be yourself in that moment, and they do the same with you. When your families come from different cultures, you need to look to each other even more, because often your relationship becomes the one thread between worlds. For Cross Currents, I'm Cynthia Dirks.